Time to get some details on Coats for Christmas. It's your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Rex Howard, good morning. WT11 weather. Looks like a little rain, snow, sleet kind of mix kind of morning here. 40 are high. We'll get you some details on that. In studio guest this morning, Missy LaRocca. What's the weather like out there?
It's a little drizzly.
Okay. There was nothing when I came in early this morning, so yeah, looks a little little yucky, and you need to have a coat today.
You would need a coat today.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little nipply, too. Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
No,
Rex?
But you just did.
Okay. Well, it's cold, people.
Oh, Missy, Missy, Missy. All right. We have Coats for Christmas going on, and it's been many, many, many years.
Yes. Actually, and I've been the committee chair for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So, yeah, I've been the committee chair for 10, but the Coats for Christmas organization has been around for plenty more years than that.
Yeah.
Started by Paul Kramer and the Kramer family when he owned City Dry Cleaning. And now it's carried on by Rich Kramer, his son at Uniform and Linens, dry cleans all the coats for us that are donated free of charge. And then his daughter, Ani, helps use her City Apparel Merchants and Merch location, which used to be her father's location downtown, for the collection of them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm. So collection going on right now.
Yes.
Through Wednesday, the 26th. So gently used coats. We've got mittens, gloves, blankets. You'll take all of that. Or yeah, if you want to buy new, you can do that.
That's true. We'll take new mittens and scarves, also coats and blankets. So all of that can be donated through November 26th. Then we'll take the next week, and we have volunteers that help hang all the coats after they've been cleaned at City Uniform and Linens. And then we have our distribution days,
which is coming up first weekend, December 6th and 7th, and it'll be at the YMCA East Branch this
Correct.
Year.
Correct, yep, so on Manor Hill Road.
So go on over there, and there's some free transportation as well.
Yes, on Saturday. On Saturday, you can have free transportation by HATS. If you go ahead and call them and arrange to have a pickup, they will do that between 8 and 4:30. You can call HATS, get them called before December 5th, before that Friday, and then they can get you out there on that Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So a lot of volunteers coming together. There's boxes in a lot of the schools. We have a box here at WKXA in the lobby. So,
yep, the library has a box. A lot of local mm-hmm. businesses have box. And then all the area schools, both local Finley schools and county schools, have a box. Mm-hmm. Have a couple shout-outs, if that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to watch you now.
Yeah. That's true. I'll keep it clean. Okay. I wanted to thank the Finley Service League ladies. They not only have been going and delivering those boxes at different locations for us, but then they'll go in a couple weeks and collect all the coats for us and get them to where they need to be to get cleaned. Mm-hmm. So thank for them. They've also contributed this year a monetary donation to Coats for Christmas, so we thank them for that. Mm-hmm. Flag City Morning Rotary also donated to us today. Which is going for Coats for Christmas this year, which is going to allow us to do a cool collaboration with Clothe the Child. So we'll be able to get some of the coats for children mm-hmm. at the Clothe the Child through the city schools. And then they won't have to use all that money they get on a coat. They can get underwear and socks and other things that they want to include with that money. Mm-hmm. We're also in collaboration with Cops and Kids. They'll be able to come early on Friday mm-hmm. and get their coats so that they don't have to use their money when they shop with a cop towards those coats. So lots of collaboration.
Yeah. So normally well over 2,000 coats are collected every year.
Correct, yes, a large number.
So if they're not given away, they still go to good use. So.
Yes, they go over to Chopin Hall, and then people can pick them up at Chopin Hall for a couple mm-hmm. weeks after the event.
Very good. So a lot of folks coming together. Coats for Christmas collection until next Wednesday, the 26th. So help out if you can, or head over, if you need a coat, over to the YMCA, the East Branch there. Missy LaRocca in. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, our WTL11 weather. Also, our morning mindbender. I don't know. First, I got to find it here. I've been reading it all morning, but I can't remember it. Recent survey, 68% of people say they de-stress by doing this. What is it? What do you do, Missy?
I don't know.
Collect coats.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll have the answer a little after 8:35 this morning.
Your country now. 100.5. WKXA.